USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed into law a major rewrite of the rules of trade with Canada and Mexico, celebrating the fulfillment of one of his top campaign promises. Trump said negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement was probably the number one reason I decided to lead this crazy life that I'm leading right now. He also said, today we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare. The event featured hundreds of business and farm leaders from around the country and scores of Republican officials. The U.S. International Trade Commission calculated that the deal will add at least $68 billion to economic growth and generate over 176,000 jobs over the next few years. The new pact, along with the signing of Phase 1 of the agreement with China, dials down trade tensions that have contributed to slowing economic growth globally. This is USA Radio News.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
A Jewish super PAC is going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Democratic majority for Israel's new ad campaign, which is now running in Iowa, questions the 78-year-old's electability and points to his heart attack last fall. It features voters expressing concerns about Sanders and his health.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health.
Sanders has released doctor's notes indicating that he has the mental and physical vigor to take on the presidency.
Record electric vehicle sales in the fourth quarter helped push Tesla, Inc. to its second straight quarterly profit. The Palo Alto, California company said it made $105 million net profit from October through December, or 56 cents per share. The fourth quarter earnings continued Tesla's meteoric stock appreciation. Shares rose nearly 12% in after-hours trading. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
South Korea reports that a small earthquake was detected near North Korea's nuclear test site. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The tremor occurred in an area near Kilju. The minor quake is believed to be the result of North Korea's sixth nuclear test, which occurred September of 2017. Experts say that test may have involved a bomb that released the same energy as 108 kilotons of TNT. 3 years ago, they also warned of a major environmental disaster as a result of the explosion. Seoul's weather agency described the tremor as a natural earthquake and said it occurred in an area less than 2 miles from North Korea's nuclear test site.
An underwater explorer believes he's found the wreck of a ship that vanished nearly a century ago. The SS Cotopaxi was thought to have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle in 1925, but a new show for the Science Channel, it's now concluded it sank off the North Florida coast. The steam-powered bulk carrier left from Charleston, South Carolina for Havana on November 29, 1925, with 32 passengers. The ship never made it to Cuba, and none of the bodies were ever recovered. According to the National Ocean Service, the port city is north of the Bermuda Triangle and part of the Atlantic Ocean, generally located between Miami, Bermuda, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Science Channel will show Barnett's journey to the Cotopaxi and the series premiere of a show called Shipwreck Secrets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.